and Aaron Sanchez returned to the starting rotation for the Blue Jays in 2016. That's where he started last year before an injury sent him back into the bullpen. When things were going wild last year, he didn't know what to do.
He knows what to do now. How about a three-pitch strikeout with a runner in scoring position?
Ah, yes, it's 2018. We're just, what, counting down a few weeks from spring training, and the Boys of Summer are already giving us a taste of that. Yes. Move that rain aside. The Boys of Summer are in town. Aaron Sanchez, Dalton Pompey from the Toronto Blue Jays. What's happening, boys?
Good. Hey, that was a great intro right there. I like it.
Yeah, you're digging that. Anytime.
Why didn't I get one?
I know. That's kind of messed up.
Dalton, yours is in the mail.
Okay, yes,
that's right.
It's coming.
Aaron, you can use that for your arbitration hearing.
Like
a little
that.
Later on. We'll pump your tires here for you. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning, guys, here on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650. I feel like the first thing I want to do with you, Aaron, is put your hand in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And put all your fingers in bubble wrap. How are you, by the way? Like, every Jays fan, like, it drove us all nuts. I'm a Jays fan, man. It was like, that must have been hard for you.
Yeah. I mean, it just one of those things. We tried to get ahead, and we fell behind, and the only thing that would help was time, and time never, you know, went fast enough for us, and kind of just ended one thing after another. I cut my nail out, and then I split my nail, and then I got another blister, and then I tore a ligament, so just like one after the other. Everything's good now, 100%. I've been throwing for 4 weeks now. I'll be off the mound next week.
So, Dalton, I just want to say this. You make sure he's giving nobody high fives. you keep an eye on this guy,
all
right?
Keep that right hand in the pocket.
That's it.
Yeah.
Even that, no change in that pocket.
Yeah, everything's good, though. It just needed time. Time's the only thing that helped, and I was still trying to come back during the year, and I was kind of prolonging that. Mm-hmm. And once the offseason came and I took the time off, I took 13 weeks off, no nothing, no gripping, no anything. So everything feels good. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. My body feels great. I'm not going to say that the blister might not come back, because it very well may. Just no more.
Don't jinx it.
Hey, I'm just saying that's just reality. I mean, that's just the reality of how my finger is and how this game is and how the balls are. And
So a lot of people are wondering about, you know, because a lot of people have had a blister.
Yeah.
And when they said, you know, you're out for this significant amount of time because of a blister, explain to everyone, you mentioned you cut your nail. Yeah. It was more than just your average blister.
Yeah, of course. And that was the hardest part for me too, right? Because, you know, I'm talking with the media and I'm trying to explain, and everybody thinks it's this blister, and everybody's like, oh my God, come on. And it's like, if you guys just only understood or seen pictures, like, it doesn't do it justice. So the concept was a big toe. When a hangnail and a big toe, they go in and they kind of cut a straight line across that edge so it doesn't kind of go down into the side of the toenail.
Right.
That was what my fingernail was doing. So we tried to cut that corner, cut the side, so that it wouldn't have anything to, like, rub on.
Right.
I was getting the blister because there was friction from the ball and the glove, from the ball on my finger and the force and all these things. So then when that happened, it was just so brittle. The nail was so brittle because it just got cut that now it's split left and right. So now I have one going up and down my finger, and now I have one going left and right from half of my finger. You know what I'm saying? So it just went after that. Then there was a blister on the top of that fingernail. And then it just went after another. Then I was altering my mechanics because I needed to think.
Now you're in your head.
Nail. Well, not I wasn't in my head, but like because I throw my sinker off the inside of my finger.
Right.
And I don't have a nail there on the inside of my finger. And my body's telling me, you, where's the nail? Where's the nail? Now I start altering my mechanics.
Right.
And then one thing after another, after another, after another. That's kind of how that happened.
That's crazy to think about what you're going through. But you feel healthy now and things are good. And
everything's good.
So there was a, you know, you say, okay, I'm back now. And now you look and you got to face the Yankees. And what they've done. Are you sure?
Say that again. Wait, say that again one more time.
I'm not worried.
See, now that's what I like about you, because CC Sabathia said, oh, I might go to the Blue Jays, but you know what? I don't face New York. Then don't come. We don't need you.
Yeah.
Like that to me, as baseball players, aren't you guys want to go out there and ask you that? Don't you want to go out and beat them right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to play the best, right?
Yeah.
Like you want to beat the best.
Absolutely.
Whatever, like Yankees, Red Sox, I mean, whoever it is, right? You're going to go out confident because you're not going to go out there already beat. Before you even play them, right?
So, right.
Just I mean, they still got to hit, right? They still got to do their job.
Right, for sure.
You know, there ain't nothing just because they did the moves. Like, we did that when we got Burley, Ray. You know, like, go back then. You know, like, you still got to go out and perform. So,
yeah, but Aaron, right now, I think a lot of Jays fans are kind of going, where's the moves, man? Like, yeah. Okay, where's the counter?
But look at the market. Look at where the market's at. You still got Yu Darvish. You still got JD Martinez. You got guys that are like 3-digit contract. You know what I mean?
But do
like,
you not as a player, and for even for both you guys, that I mean, Dalton, your case may be a little different. You're probably saying, no. Less is more. I got a better shot to mm-hmm. be an everyday here. Let mm-hmm. me get my time. But from your standpoint, even Aaron, you see all these moves being made. And you're looking at, because from as a fan standpoint, I mean, you feel like, all right, you were that close in 2015, that close in 2016. You're in the ALCS back-to-back years. Last year, take a step back. It's like, okay, reload. Let's go back and get it. Do you not sit there and say, okay, when's it our turn here? Like, you're seeing these guys that are sitting on the market. Do you not feel like, okay, go make a move here?
I mean, yeah, but because the market's so slow, that changes a lot of decision-making for owners and
why
GMs
is that?
Too. It fits. What do you need? You know what I mean? Are you willing to pay that money? I mean, I don't know that type of game, but you just look at how the offseason's been. January. Where are we at today?
January 12th.
And look at the names that are
making
on the market.
Making us think here on those.
Yeah. Look at the names that are on the market. It's just slow. Yeah, you wish, but we're confident, and I'm confident in my ability. I'm sure he's confident in his ability, and everybody we got are confident. We wouldn't be in this situation if we weren't. So,
Dalton, what about you? I mean, how do you see it? I mean, I'm sure less is more for you. I mean, more opportunity for you, I guess, the less they're less active they are, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, if you look at it like that, but, you know, I still want to be a part of, like, a winning organization, right? So if I can contribute in any way possible, you know, I've done it in the playoffs where I was just coming off the bench and pinch running, and, you know, I try to be great at that, and I'm going to do whatever the team wants me to do. Obviously, I would love to be there every day, but that stuff's kind of out of my control. So when my name's called, then I'll just, you know, do my best, and my best is pretty good.
How do you come off the bench as a pinch runner? Because it's the most difficult part of being sitting on a bench for three quarters of a game, and then all of a sudden you're brought in to pinch run.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. You know, like when you're coming off the bench versus when you're starting, it's different routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get ready later. It is pretty stressful though, because usually when I would go in, it was a pretty big moment in the game, right? So
go back to Kansas City.
Right, yeah.
You're in Texas when he steals back-to-back.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just me believing in myself, me preparing before the game and stuff like that. And then when you go on, you just let your ability take over, you know, all your preparation and let it work. And, you know, Aaron will say the same thing. Once you start playing, you just go out and do what you've done your whole life.
Yeah.
You guys, you both seem like pretty confident guys, and you trust your ability. You're like, the Yankees, let them come if they're going to come. How important is it for professional athletes and ball players like yourself to, like, have that belief in yourself every time you step out there?
I mean, if,
it's everything.
Yeah, if you don't believe in yourself, then ain't nobody else going to. I mean, you know, so, and I don't think you wouldn't be in this situation as professional athletes if you didn't believe in yourself, right? It takes a lot to get to where we're at. So I think, like you said, it's everything.
And your belief in your hand is okay? You're not in your head about it at all?
Not at all. I'm not worried about this thing one bit. I went home even through the holidays and did some like real work.
Wood chopping?
like man work.
I don't know what that is, but
just like just making my hands strong. Like,
yes,
going back to using my hands, like not being afraid. Thing. Like make it. I got to make this thing as tough.
That little
as
thing
can.
That they squeeze that you used to see.
I like
Schwarzenegger.
No
do,
more. Like yeah. Brick. Like let's
brick.
Go.
Like, yeah.
Like make it strong. You know, like I can't go through that ever again. What you guys, I just went through, I can't do it again.
You guys are on a crazy whirlwind tour here for the Blue Jays Winter Caravan here, rolling through here in Vancouver. Talk to me about the adventures, and how many times have people asked you if you are Drake here, Dalton?
Yeah, a couple already. I'm sure there'll be more. For the people who want autographs, don't be afraid to bring a picture of Drake and I'll sign it.
hey, Aaron, real quick for you. I mean, there's talk about Josh Donaldson going through arbitration right now. How about for you? I mean, is that a weird process where you basically have your team that employs you run you down and you're basically trying to sell yourself? You know, it's kind of a weird thing.
I honestly haven't been in a lot of in those calls. You know, I let my people handle it. And you know.
He's got people.
I just got they can do that.
You know you're big time when you got people.
I mean, he's got people.
Yeah, not as many people, but I got people.
He's Drake. Of course he has people,
right.
Man.
That's right.
Aaron Sanchez, Dalton Pompey. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us, giving a little taste of summer, and we look forward to seeing both you guys healthy in 2018, ready to rock.
Sportsnet 650.